Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, so we've decided again this week to play you an episode that we recorded just before lockdown. It's about work dues, and little did we know at the time that that would be the last night out. Do you remember nights out? Oh my God, I bloody love a night out. With anyone, to be honest. I don't care who at this point. Anyway, enjoy. Claire, are you coming?
Yes, I'm coming. Give us 2 seconds. Hang on.
Oh, man.
Hang on.
Oh, wow. Look at you. You're in a ball gown.
Why, aye.
I think we've properly gone to the max here on... There you are, earrings.
Sleigh belts. It's Christmas.
Jingling.
At least I'll be able to find you tonight.
Just by the jingle of the earrings.
Yeah. But you're in a fabulous dress. I mean, I sat here also in a sparkly suit. A suit made
beautiful.
Of sequins. Jeff, you do know we're going out, don't you? You're in like a tatty jumper and a pair of trousers that probably have seen better days.
That's because you've got sparkly pants on underneath, haven't you, Jeff?
I've no sparkly pants on. I've stitched the hem, though. But... I've been driving for 4 hours to get here.
Yeah.
I was on time.
You were on time.
You were on time, Steph.
I was on time. And the person who lives the closest
just
to
over
this
the
recording, because we are in Newcastle, where, Claire, where do you live?
Just over the bridge in Newcastle.
And how late were you?
How late was I?
Half an hour.
I didn't count. Can I just say I was here on time, but the parking facilities weren't the best.
The same parking facilities that me and Steph used.
Did you park downstairs?
Yeah. Did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You've got nothing.
Quite embarrassing. No, I have nothing. I was in that car for some time.
So why is it that you two are dressed up to the nines, and I will be soon, but I'm not yet, because I'm in my crappy trousers, apparently.
They're not crappy. You look like you.
Lovely, Jeff. You look lovely.
The words you used earlier, seen better days.
Harsh. We are dressed up because I've got a work due, an awards due, where I've got to present some stuff at it, and you two are my plus twos.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, because I've got to that level now.
Yeah. I've always wanted to be your plus two.
It's because I can't choose between you. It'd be like choosing between.
Oh, you see. No.
Well, you could,
we've made it.
Just don't choose the shabby one who's seen better days.
Yeah. Good point, Claire. You're in. Anyway, work parties, right?
Work parties.
Oh, man, we've had some crackers from people talking about what's happened at work parties. I mean, have you got any good stories?
Hang on. Can we just define our terms?
A work party?
Because we don't want to blow the Christmas party episode later on for the seasonal. You can get your sleigh bells out again.
That's a different kind of night, that one. The work
so we're
night.
Keeping away from that.
Yeah, because the Christmas party, people go crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we talking about now then?
I think we're talking about things like awards dues and things where there's drink involved.
Yeah.
But you're with work people.
Out, yeah. Potentially with a boss. In attendance.
That's where
so
it all gets a
work night out with
sticky.
Your mate is different. If you've got a couple of mates who you work with and you're really close to them, that's kind of more of a friend kind of work night
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I'm on about a do, which has been put on because of the industry you work
yes.
in, and that's a thing.
Yeah.
So a really funny thing that happened at a work party I was at once was we were all drinking and it was full of merriment and it was to celebrate, I think someone was leaving or something like that. Anyway, one of the people I worked with got totally hammered and fell down the entire flight of stairs between like the bar and then the front door. At the bottom, we ended up having to call an ambulance because he totally like blacked out, smashed one side of his face.
No.
So got an ambulance for him. He had to go off. The next day, he needed to interview a pop group for the TV programme I was on, right? So they filmed him one side of the face because only one side was damaged. So he had a black eye on one side. So if you ever see this clip, he's only been filmed on one side because they couldn't lose this chance for him to do the interview with the pop group. And like, he's one of those people where you would never guess he was a bit of a wild party animal because he's dead quiet.
That's what happens.
People
that's
go mad.
That's so entertaining.
Yeah.
Because people are very different.
With a band not looking at him like he was...
See, yeah, you'd want to... You know, if you were being interviewed, you'd want to go, hang on a second before this starts. What happened to you? Yeah. Wouldn't you? You'd really want to know.
They probably did do that, but they just didn't put it in the film.
Of course.
But do you know what I think the problem is? Free alcohol.
Yeah.
Because when something's free, don't you then just go mad for it?
It's more exciting, isn't it?
Especially when you're not earning very much. Yeah. Not that I'm earning very much now, but I remember working in a shop, and there was one... We used to have publishers' dues. It was a bookshop, and the publishers had put on a bash in Manchester, it was. And I remember one time we had a real rivalry with a shop that was in Manchester that will remain nameless, and the children's book buyer had a real chip on his shoulder about this shop, and he'd had a few free drinks. We were on the other side of the street from the shop. 10:30 at night, all of a sudden he's crossing the road, walks up to the front of the shop and wheezed through the letterbox.
Oh, my God!
He did. Dean, he was called. I'm not going to give more information because I can't remember it so long ago, but he wheezed through it.
That's like taking it to another level, that, isn't
it? I know, when he turned around, he was so cool. It was like Clint Eastwood.
Were you watching him?
Of course we were. What do you think we were going to do? If one of the a person you've known for years suddenly goes up to a rival shop and wheezes through the letterbox, you know, it's going to take something to distract you, isn't it?
That's quite sad, though, isn't it? That you're that bothered. You can't wee in their shop.
Are you saying you don't care about your work enough to wee in somebody's letterbox?
No. No, I definitely don't.
Is it lack of commitment?
Gosh.
Can I read you some of the messages we've had on this?
Go for it.
Right, because this is it. And people are very free and easy on naming people and the companies and things, so I will omit them from it, though. Years ago, at the beep beep party, three young men had walked into the precinct next to the company's premises. They found a shopping trolley. One of them got in while the other two pushed. It had a wonky wheel, they said, and it went through a shop window.
No.
And then the manager had loads of explaining to do.
Oh, no. That's a cringy. Oh, no.
I know. Here's another one.
That's unfortunate, by the way.
It's not that unfortunate. You got in a bloody trolley. What do you expect?
Yeah, that's true.
Have you ever gotten a trolley, though? I've done it before.
Sure, I have, yeah.
Millennium night when I got in a trolley. My friends pushed me about a mile in it. It was brilliant.
That sounds familiar. Brilliant. This is your MO, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gives a push, would you?
And then I
went. Were they your number twos? Plus two.
Yeah. Tag along.
So anyway, my shopping trolley's just out there, guys.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I've upgraded from a shopping trolley now. Now I've got one of those.
A golf buggy.
Yeah. Golf buggy. Listen to this. Somewhat gross, but a work party, but it was at a friend's house. I mean, that's brave, isn't it? Having a work party in your house. Anyway, we suddenly realised we hadn't seen one of the party, a certain individual, for a while, so we went looking for him. We found him lying on his back with his legs up to his chest trousers and his pants pulled down, trying to set a light to his farts.
What? I wasn't sure where that was going when he was legs in the air. I had a little bit of a healthy breath there. I was like, oh no. Is that through drink? Obviously, that's through drink.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, well, unless that's just something he does. I don't know.
Wow.
I know.
I'm loving this.
I like this one as well, right? Again, another person here who's tweeted me this. I spotted a suit of armour that would fit one of the smaller members of our team at this party. So we were walking down the A6, stopping for nightly refreshment, spelled as in night of armour.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Nightly refreshment along the way. Nearly got to Stockport Town Centre when a taxi pulls up, delivering a message from the landlord of where they'd nicked the suit of armour. Return armour in taxi and no cops. So someone had sent a message via the taxi to say, send the suit of armour back and you're not in any trouble.
Wild West stuff, isn't it?
I love that. Just give us back my suit.
There's one here as well about the boss trying to get people to dance on the dance floor in an attempt to try and get people to get up. He would put a £20 note in the middle of the dance floor in the hope that people would then get up, pick it up and dance. And apparently the office cleaner always swooped it up, strutted around and then walked off. And every time he used to get this 20 quid, like, good on them.
That sounds like the boss is a little desperate, really. It's like buying friends, isn't it? Come and dance.
Yeah.
Come and dance with
us. I don't think he would got on the dance floor, though. I think he just put the £20
Oh,
there.
Right, okay. So he was, right, okay. He was put it there
Steph
for people
you
to dance.
To come tonight?
She gave us nothing. Did she give you something?
Did she not? I got 20 quid.
What?
Just put it on the floor in the middle of the room. That's there, we need to dance. Can I just say Roisin's arrived? It's not just plus two, it's plus three.
Tag along number three.
This is what I call a renter crowd.
I like this.
Basically to make me look really popular when I got the work.
This is the thing, work parties.
Yeah.
I think we're crossing into just general nights out.
Yeah.
And I think what's really interesting about the works party is the fact that you're together with people who aren't necessarily your friends, they're your colleagues.
Yeah.
And not only that, so you wouldn't necessarily choose to go out with them, but your boss is there or you're the boss. And there's always that kind of tension.
Yeah.
And once the drink starts to flow, things are said that shouldn't be said.
Yes.
So my friend, she was a fibber. She was a born fibber. And people were sitting around in the pub on a works night out. The chat was about degrees and where people had been to university. And my old friend said, do you know what? I always regretted never going to university. And she just started 4 weeks before. And the boss said, but I thought you had a 2-1 from Edinburgh. That's what you said in the interview.
Oh, no. So she lied about her qualifications.
In psychology. And she went, oh, well, yeah, there's that, obviously, but I meant kind of...
So letting something slip.
So if the boss is there, I think it makes all the difference.
Yeah, you start speaking your mind a bit more as well, don't you? And any kind of petty
especially
things...
It's a free bar.
Yes, and if any petty things that have gone on at work, they get blown out of all proportion, don't they? And do you know what I've seen happen? Because I do quite a lot of hosting of awards dues and things, and if there is a free bar, you can watch it turn from quite professional to absolute carnage in some cases. I've had a point where I was handing out awards on the stage and loads of mad things have happened. One was a girl had clearly been dared by her team to like cartwheel across the stage. So she was, but she was hammered. So she did a cartwheel in a dress.
No.
And fell off the back of the stage.
Oh, no.
And literally I had to pick her up off the floor and get her. And you could see like, rather than laughing, there was just like a gasp and people were mortified.
I bet some people were secretly loving that.
But the thing is, she was totally fine because she was hammered and she offered to do it again.
I'm not going to lie, back in the day, that's probably something I would do.
I like the way you looked at Roisin.
I looked at Roisin because actually she probably would agree with that.
What have you done?
I've also fell off a stage before, haven't I? Twice.
Okay, is this when you were in the shows together?
Yeah.
So one our of friend, them. I should say who Roisin is. So Roisin is our friend who was in the shows. With Claire. I know
dancing.
These. Yeah, dancing.
So you fell off the stage because you were dancing too vigorously?
So, nah, that definitely wasn't the case. The big stage I fell off was, I think we were in Germany or somewhere. It was a proper arena and we were drilling. So it meant that you were doing your steps over and over again and it was like practicing.
I thought you meant like doing a bit of
DIY. No, I know it's called drilling. It's like repeating your steps over and over again. And
so there's no
like
audience.
Practicing. So there's no audience at this point. And so I was to the left of the set in front and I just thought, do you know what? The dance captain hasn't seen us, therefore she hasn't asked us to get up.
The what?
The dance captain.
He's a dance captain?
Yeah, so this was the, So I kind of was like having a bit of crack and I was shuffling backwards and I just thought it was great that she couldn't see me. And then I went too far and I fell off this massive arena stage. But I got lucky because in these sort of arenas, they've got those massive, big, thick velvet curtains. And it happened to be bunched up at the side of the stage and I fell on top of the curtain. So I was saved, yeah.
So everyone popped up their heads over the edge of the stage?
Just looking over like this, Jeff.
And you were legs akimbo on this big velvety...
Yeah. Quite embarrassing.
It's such a
so then she knew that I wasn't obviously on stage.
So when you were dancing for a living,
yeah.
what was it like going out with a bunch of dancers?
Yeah, well, that would lead us into the second story.
Well, go on then.
So
I
think because you work so hard, you travel and you're away from home quite a lot, the natural thing to do is to either go down to the hotel bar or go out. And this time I think I was in Taiwan there was a stage and I'd had quite a bit to drink and we're all having a really good night. You know,
so
like,
where set the scene? Like, are we in a bar?
We're in a bar, and there was a much smaller stage, and I mean like very small. I got on the stage, I had a really good night, I was a bit leery, and I started singing Newcastle United songs, right?
Well, when in Taiwan, you know?
Exactly, I was going home, I felt the mood, and it was the end.
Give us a rendition.
N and an E and a WC and an A and an S and a T and a L and a U and an N and an I, T, E, D, Newcastle United. And then I think probably at the FC bit, I fell off that small stage. And I tore all my ligaments.
Yeah. Did you?
And I had to be... I'm mortified, actually, the more I think about it. I had to bath us. I couldn't put my foot... I went to bed, and I think, you know, these portable TVs that had cushions. I woke up, and they'd put my foot on top. They'd move the portable TV. My foot was, like, elevated above the TV and the cushions, the pillows. And then the management was saying, you have to hide it. You're going to have to, because it's a long journey home. We'll have to be careful.
Because they might not let you on the flight.
Yeah, uh-huh. So I was like, I'm totally fine. I think I was probably still, I still had probably a little bit, yeah.
Alcohol
still in the system. And then it was a really long journey and I was just put in a wheelchair in every airport. So we're in Hong Kong for a little while. People were just leaving us for the crack. Like, I was just sitting in that wheelchair and everyone was going off shopping and I was like, oh, this is great.
And what was that about the telly?
That they used a portable telly, a proper Lego.
Oh, I see.
To elevate it. So
that was miles away.
Swelling would go down. Yeah. I think we'd probably all had a drink, basically.
And actually, that reminds me of the time. Do you remember when we all went out in Belfast and it was the weekend before Breakfast was going to launch in Manchester, Salford, in Media City. And it was a massive big deal. The new show live from Salford Quays and all of this. We were in Belfast for a dancing competition and went to see JLS, didn't we?
Yeah, brilliant.
And got totally hammered, singing away. I mean, I don't even like JLS. Anyway, we had an amazing time.
I like JLS, I like you.
And then, anyway, I totally lost my voice.
Massively lost her voice.
Like, full on.
She was having the best night ever.
Singing.
See, by the way, you knew all the songs.
Yeah, I know. I didn't really like them.
Yeah, come
on. Anyway, I couldn't go on air. So I had to ring my boss without a voice.
At breakfast the next morning.
Yeah, and I was like, hello, I'm really sorry, I've lost my voice.
And your boss is like, whatever.
Yeah, and basically I couldn't go on air.
Worried,
so I missed the first day because
you missed it?
Yeah, completely missed it. So Ben had to fill in for me. And then that's when they realised that he was taller than the lights on the set, so they had to bring in stools, and that's why we have stools on the breakfast business set, because Ben was too tall. And he went past the lights because he was drafted in last minute.
You can't blame Ben. It's you getting hammered.
I know.
Anyway, she sung a Newcastle song. Come on, JLS.
Oh. Beat again. My heart. Well, isn't that one?
You know
No, it's that Justin Bieber, actually.
No,
that, Beat Again was a JLS one, wasn't it? Oh, I don't know.
I mean, you're putting him on the spot here, Jeff.
The other thing that I want to talk about, though, is what to wear at work do's. Because I think that freaks people out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean... Like, you and I have dressed up. We like dressing up. Where, you know, I'm in a sequin suit. You're in a fabulous dress. Jeff looks like he's walked out of a charity shop. So
there's nothing wrong with a charity shop. Can I just say?
I like charity shops. You get some good shit in charity shops.
No, you do. But we're going to,
I'm going to get changed. But there are some people, and I count myself among them, no matter how hard you bloody try to look suave, you just look, you can't shake the charity shop, honestly. I think it's shabby chic.
Shabby chic. And do you know what? Actually, charity shops are really good. It's more jumble sale, maybe, the look.
And what's wrong with the jumble sale?
Oh, hang on a second. This is getting too personal now.
What do you mean?
He's got sequin stuff on under there.
But he hasn't, though. We know he hasn't.
How do you know?
How do we know? I don't know.
You said it was black tie tonight.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I had one, but I borrowed a friend's suit for a funeral. About a year ago. I looked in the wardrobe earlier. Fortunately, I never got around to give it him back. So, yeah, I'm sorted.
And do you know what?
You will look lovely.
It's going to be like Mr. Bloody Ben. I tell you, I'm going to come out and you're going to be embarrassed at how rude you've been.
And we need to see this. So I think you should go off and get the suit on now and we should wrap things up for another week.
I'd like to end the podcast with another rendition, please, of what was the Newcastle song?
No,
Go on.
Try and do the email address in the tune of the Newcastle United song.
It's very difficult because I keep forgetting the bloody email address, don't I?
Not bad for a Monday at hotmail.com. Send us your stories. What should we talk about next time? Daft things your boss has made you do.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
So as soon as you've gone and subscribed, send us your stories.
They'll have already subscribed at this point because they're listening to it, aren't they?
They might not have subscribed. They might be wavering.
Right.
Anyway.
Don't waver, life's too short.
Can you do it? Not bad for a Monday at hotmail.com. Or you can tweet me at Steph Breakfast. Anyway, go on.
What am I doing?
Not bad for a Monday at hotmail.com in the tune of...
I can't. I kind of get it in the...
You can try.
In an E and a W.
You can try.
I don't think I can, Jess.
Look in the dictionary, no such word as can't.
N. You see, I've done it wrong.
N and an O and a T and a B and an A and a D.
Oh, you mean like that?
But, yeah.
What do you think she meant?
Go on. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
N and an O and a T and a B and an A and a D and an F and an O.
Not bad for...
Oh, yeah. I was on a roll there.
N and an O and a T and a B and an A. Anyway, I hate Newcastle United.
What?
I can't sing this song like this.
Anyway,
I'm a Borough girl.
Not bad for Monday at hotmail.com.
Thanks. Right, come on, should we have a drink?
Let's go.
Oh, God, please.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.